It's up to political cartoonists to turn the presidential candidates into instantly recognizable caricatures. We've asked two of them to talk to us about the challenges posed by this year's crop of contenders. Cal Kelleher is political cartoonist for The Economist magazine, and Jack Oman holds the same job with the Oregonian newspaper. Oman says Democratic candidates Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama have some features that lend themselves easily to caricature.
With Obama, obviously, it's his ears and his smile. And he made the mistake of telling Maureen Dowd that he was self-conscious about his ears, and so that was trouble for him. I don't think you should ever point out what you think your physical flaws are. With Hillary Clinton, she's somewhat cherubic. Her hairstyle, which this drives me crazy, is that it's almost different every day. I mean, when you draw Nixon, Nixon's hair was there all the time, the same way. Ronald Reagan, same thing. And with Hillary's, it's just kind of, she's a changeling. And that's been an issue. I have to say that I've seen some of my peers, you know, draw her physique in a way that even a political cartoonist like me finds insulting.
Really? And, making her too heavy?
Yes, that's one way of putting it. Mm. Yes, they make her too heavy. And I think you can convey who people are without, you know, drawing her like a dump truck. I mean, it's not necessary.
Cal Kelleher, have you been polishing your Barack Obama and your Hillary Clinton? What are you noticing as you do that?
Well, in addition to drawing the characters, I have been actually making sculptures of them for the purpose of turning them into 3D animated characters.
Oh, wow.
And I'll start with Barack. I guess he's natural for sculpture because he looks like an Easter Island statue, albeit with a little bit more energy and a smile. Hillary, her cheeks, I think, are the thing I look at first. Large eyes, but very apple-sized cheeks. And when she is talking or smiling, and if you have ever seen her at any political rally, she has her mouth open the entire time, and it's quite large. It looks sort of like a guffaw with teeth.
How hard are these two for you to draw? Jack Oman, what do you think?
Well, it's interesting because I don't find them difficult to draw at all. I think any good political cartoonist can draw anybody. The interesting thing is trying to navigate the shoals of their supporters. I have certainly gotten more than one phone call over the past couple of weeks about how I portray Hillary Clinton. But the fact is that you have, you know, racial and gender issues when you're portraying these people. And I do not, you know, try to demean anybody in terms of the way they look. I just try to communicate who they are.
What about, on the Republican side, what about John McCain? What are you picking up on in his face?
You know, it's funny. When you see him at first, his face looks like it's made out of stone. You know, it's rock and stoic. But when he smiles, his face sort of erupts like a cherub, and light comes out of every single pore. And his face is very asymmetrical, and it's got a lot of extra bits in the cheeks there. That it seems like you could really have make a meal of this for 8 years.
Jack Oman, it seems like you've been having some fun with John McCain's cheeks, drawing them as well.
Well, sure. I think that I look at John McCain and I look at a low melanin Yoda. I mean, you know, he's a very good caricature subject. He almost has three levels to his face. He has the upper part of his face, which is very large, and then there's this kind of underwaddle, and then there's a super wrinkled underwaddle. And he's certainly enjoyable to draw.
If you had to compare this crop of contenders against the president you've been drawing for the last 8 years now, how would you say any of them rate against George Bush?
I've never liked drawing George Bush, and I've never really, I mean, I can draw him, but I know a lot of other cartoonists who've never really gotten him down in a way that I think is accurate. I look back on drawing Ronald Reagan as, you know, the halcyon era of American political caricature. I mean, even the most incompetent political cartoonist could do a really good Reagan. But when you get these homogenized-looking candidates, I mean, this is the first time in American history where we've had a political campaign in the television era where they haven't looked like the 6 o'clock news team. And, you know, you have, "Good evening, I'm Gary Hart," it's, you know, "and I'm Dick Gephardt." And they look like they could be news anchors. You know, I find it extremely intriguing that we've, you know, now got three major candidates. And Mike Huckabee's a very interesting-looking man, too. He doesn't look like a TV news anchor, but I've certainly warmed up to drawing these three major candidates.
Cal Kelleher, are you warming up to the task, too?
Indeed. The thought of having a person become president means that you know you're going to be residing with them for 4 and more likely 8 years. And you do spend an awful lot of time looking at their face. You know, when you see photographs of George W. Bush back during the first convention in 2000 and other candidates who, when they start their tenure in office, their faces are usually taut and full of energy and life. And then a course of 8 years, the combination of gravitas of the job and gravity, which helps pull your muscles in all sorts of directions, that the faces evolve and change. And these characters have great faces, and I'll really enjoy watching them move and turn and evolve over time.
Well, Cal Kelleher, Jack Ohman, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you very
much.
Thank you.
Cal Kelleher is the political cartoonist for The Economist magazine. Jack Ohman is the same for the Oregonian newspaper. You can find links to their cartoons at our website, npr.org.